into last year, so we have to finish all these last inyanim. So we're just going to talk highlights for this such beautiful sugyas here. The sugyas, the last sugyas. Today we'll talk about Goy Habal Bas Yisrael, and then maybe the end of the year, and for sure next week, talk about the sugyas here of Geiris. So the Gemara talks about on Mem Dalet and Mem Hei, what's the din of a Goy Habal Bas Yisrael, and they have a kid. What's the halacha of that kid? So the Gemara has a machlokas. Rav Yochanan says the kid's a mamzer. Baruch Hashem, halacha follows Rav, and Rav says no, the kid's a kasher. Even though the father's a guy, but the kid is a kasher. Kasher, Jew. The pel is what's the issue? What's the whole machlokus about? And what does it tell us about mamzerim? Why would it be a mamzer if the father's a guy, and why wouldn't it be a mamzer? So before we saw the sugya, if we know anything about mamzerus, so mamzerus is learned from the hekesh of mamzer to eshes av, and the way we hold the halacha, machlok tana, but the way it's held the halacha, is that a mamzer comes from a chiyuve kares. Someone marries his sister, it's a chiyuv kares, someone mela. If they have a kid, it's going to be a mamzer. If it's just a iser lav, like a kohen to a grusha, the kid's not going to be a mamzer. Only suri kares. So the truth is, the whole Gemara is a little bit strange. If the father's a guy, is the kid a mamzer? Why should the kid be a mamzer? Right, the truth is, and this is maybe the most challenging piece of the sugya, is what is the iser of a bas yisrael to a guy? Jewish girl, unmarried girl, has beer with a guy. What's the iser? So, that's part of the issue here. But let's just say, for argument's sake, we hope this isn't true, but it's just an iser rabbanan. We don't think it's true. It shouldn't be true. But let's say l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, that is the way it sounds. If you look in Ebenezer, Simon, Tazayin, Pasha says the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Shimon that says Losis Chatein Bam even goes on all Gayim, but even so it's just Derechitim. Even the Rambam, who's Machmer, and he passes that all Gayim are Bechal Losis Chatein Bam, but the Isser is only if it's Derech marriage. Stamsness with the guy sounds like, what would the Isser be? Sounds like. Just leave it as that. But it's not chiyuv kares. It's only an iser that's chiyuv kares. It has to be chiyuv kares to make a mamzer. So what's the issue here? So the Gemara speaks out the machlokis, and it makes no remez to what the iser is of a goy to bas yisrael. It says like this: Rabbi Yochanan says the kid's a mamzer. Why is the kid a mamzer? Because just like a man with his stepmother, there's no tfisas kiddushin, and any time there's an iser kares, there's no tfisas kiddushin. The kiddushin isn't chal, and the kid is a mamzer. So too by a goy to bas yisrael, there's no tfisas kiddushin. Even if they get married, there's no marriage, and therefore the kid's a mamzer. Meaning we completely disregard the fact that mitzad the iser, they're completely different. One is an iser kares, right? Iser kares or iser misa, and the guy in the bas yisrael, we don't even know exactly what the iser is. But afal pikin, what they have in common is that there's no tefisas kedushin. What makes a mamzer is the product of a union that is incapable of having tefisas kedushin. That makes a mamzer, regardless of an iser, right? Mamzer is not a, like some people would think, it's a onesh. Some sort of a punishment or a pagam. This chet was done from that chet. There's this punishment to the kid. The kid becomes a mamzer. No. It's something else. It's because the two parents that produced this kid have no tfisas kiddushin between them, regardless of the iser. But there's no tfisas kiddushin between the parents. That lefir of Yochanan makes a mamzer. Rav and the halacha says, no, the kid's not a mamzer, the kid's kasher. But why is that? So it does not say because there's no Isser, because Mitzad the Isser, it's not such a serious Isser. But rather, Rav says the reason there's no Mamzerus is because, true, there's no Tfisas Kedushin on a guy, but a guy doesn't have Tfisas Kedushin with any Yisrael. There's no Sheikhas for marriage between a guy and a Bas Yisrael, and therefore, the kid's not a Mamzer. That's what he says, those are the words. So the Shonim are bothered here, the Ramban and the Ritva says, this makes no sense. You're telling me because his kid's not a mamzer because he's worse than, it's worse than a stepmother, a man and a stepmother. It's worse than Eishes Av. Here, not only is there no Tfisas Kedushin between the Bas Yisrael and the guy, this particular couple, but Bechlal, the guy can't marry any Yisrael. Lehefech, he's more removed from the parish of Kedushin. He has no Sheikhas to Kedushin. Why, therefore, is that a reason to be machshir the kid? How is that a reason to be machshir the kid? It's not explained. So what the Rishonim say, they quote from the Shiltos of Rav Achai Gaon and other Gaonim, that they add a few words onto the Gersa HaGemara. They say that a Goy HaBaal Bas Yisrael, the kid's not a mamzer, because since there's no Tfisas Kedushin by a guy, that shows you that the Vlad has no Yichus to the father. When a guy is Baal Bas Yisrael, so the Maila has, is that since he's so not, has no Sheikhas, the kid does not relate to his father. The kid only relates to his mother. Since the kid only relates to his mother, therefore he's not a Mamzer. Yeah. Then the kid would be a guy. So we can't really talk about if it's a mamzer or not. The kid is a guy and has no relationship to the Jewish father. Right? Also true.
Is that an Isser?
What?
Is that an Isser?
A Jew to a Geish woman? Yeah, I hope so. We're going to have to talk about why, but I hope so.
When Rabbi says relates, what does that mean?
It means that there's no din of kibbutz ve'aim. There's no relationship. It won't create any din of arayis. It won't be a din of a sister if they both have the same father, but one's a guy and one's a Jew. Well, so what's pshat though? Why is this? Why should this be? What's behind this? So I just want to suggest something. Actually, say what's a mamzer? What's the sort of a mamzer? If it's nothing to do with isser, what is a mamzer? So I would suggest the sort of what a mamzer is that a mamzer is a person whose parents don't connect. Right? There's two parents, he has a father and he has a mother, but they don't go together. You know, the Pasuk, the first Tivuim in the Torah, Ken Yazav Ish Ava V'Imo V'Davak B'Ishto V'Hayul Basar Echad. So it's Davak B'Ishto, and there should be Basar Echad. What's Basar Echad mean? Beginning the romantic Pshat. But Rashi says the Pshat is Al Yidei the Vlad. Rashi says they'll beat the Basar Echad by having a child. When there's a child, the child is a unification. The Basar Echad is this achdus of a father and a mother. If that father and the mother, if they aren't shayach to have any kedushin between them, not only is it also to have kedushin between them, but the point being, it's not chal. They don't go together. They don't connect. If they do kedushin, it won't go because they have no shayachus one to the other. And this kid has a father in him and a mother in him, but they don't go together. So that's what a mamzer is. A mamzer, lashon mumzar, it's something that doesn't go together. The whole bria is supposed to be a man and a woman, and the kid has the father and the mother unified him. He's an ununified being, a mamzer. He has a father and a mother, but they don't go together. They can't. There's no kedushin. Oh. Also, Memela, that's Rav Yochanan Shita, that anytime there's no, that's what we find in Mamzerus, when there's no Tfisas Kedushin, the kid, regardless of the Isser, the kid is a Mamzer, because they don't go together. So why is it Kashra L'Halacha? It's Kashra L'Halacha, Rav says, is because there's no Yichus to the father. The problem is a kid who's a father and a mother, but those father and mother don't go together. There's no father. When a guy habal bas Yisrael, Rav is mechadish, the she'iltos, the gershes ha-she'iltos, There's no father in the picture. It's a mother. This mother's been cloned. It's a baby. It's a child. All he has is a mother. Now you call him up to the. You call him up with his name. His name, at least for, is just the mother's side, right? You call him by his grandfather Ben, his mother's father, or you call him the son of his mother. But he has no father. There's no father there. In the male, he's not a mamzer. He might be a person, you know, is missing something, missing a father. That's true. But it's not a mamzer. Mamzer when the two go together. So with this, I think we could explain the Pella. There's a Pella here, it's Pashat, you learn the Gemara, it's just like, it's Halacha, L'maisa, but it's just a Pella. The Gemara says, on Memhei, it says, Hilchasa, Goy ve'eved ha'bol bas Yisrael, havlad kasher, bein be'pnuya, bein be'eshesesh. That a Goy ve'bol bas Yisrael, the vlad is kasher, even if the bas Yisrael was an eshes ish. Right? People don't know this. Hopefully if someone's a mamzer, he'll check into this, because he might not be a mamzer. Right? Because even if his mother cheated, and they know the husband was not around, or they know the mother was divorced without a halachic get, and she went on to marry Shalom Kiddin, the kid might not be a mamzer. It's only a mamzer if she married someone who's halachically Jewish, but if she marries a guy, even though she's mamish and ashesish, the kid's a kasher. The kid's not a mamzer. And it's a pella, because be'etzem is pretty pashit. Pretty pashit that the guy by the isser, if a married woman cheats with a guy or cheats with a Jew, either way, she's chayiv misa. Rav Chaim, the Birchas Shmuel, the beginning of Suvis, quotes from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim just points out, he just points out the Gemara, that's very clear. Sanhedrin Ein Aleph, it says, what's the din? If a guy has relations with a Jewish Eishes Ish, Jewish woman, and then he's Megayer, comes Jewish, and then he's caught. Besen catches him, Edom say he was Mazan with Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says we kill him. Why? He was Megayer, you're killing him for something he did when he was a guy. A little bit funny, he says Katan Shanolot, maybe we should actually get rid of his Aveiros. So the Gemara says, no, since what he did when he was a guy is Chayiv Misa, a guy also can't be over on Eishes Ish, and when he's a Jew, it's also Chayiv Misa, so the Mele is Chayiv Misa, and we kill him. So what's clear from here? Chayiv says, clear from here, if a guy is as Bia with a married Jewish woman, there's a regular Isser there. Masad the Isser, it's Isser Kares, Isser Misa. So why is the kid not a mamzer? So Shad's no, because he sort of mamzer is nothing to the chumas hachet. It has to do with that there's two parents. There's two parents that don't in one kid, and then they have no shaykhs to joining. So over here in Achinarim, that's true. There was a terrible esther done, but in that kid, who's this kid? What's his identity? His identity is he's the son of his mother. He's not his son of his father. In Achinarim, his mother did a terrible esther, but lamaisa in him, you don't see in him a father and a mother that don't connect. So a male, he's not a mamzer. So that's halacha l'maisa. The Gemara deals with a different point, another point that's also not 100% clear, machlokes rishonim. What's the din? Can this child marry a kohen? Let's say it's a girl. Let's say guy is bal bas Yisrael and they give birth to a daughter. That daughter, so she's not a mamzeres, she could definitely marry a Jew, a kosher Jewish man, she could be Baba Kal, but can she marry a Kohen? So, what would be the problem? 100%, what would be the problem? L'chayra, this is no shaykh, what's the problem? She's not a Gyores, she's not a Zona, she's not a Grusha, she's not a Chalala. Right, a Chalala is a girl who's created from an Esther Kahuna. A Kohen marries a Grusha. So what could be wrong with her? So Rav Yeshua ben Levi in the Gemara says a Chiddush. He says it's Pasul because of a Kal v'chom. It's a new Pasul, a Kahuna. It's called Peguma. In the Poskim they call it Peguma. She's Usher to Kohen, and he says a Kal v'chom. Kal v'chom. He says, if we know a Kohen who marries a Grusha, his daughter is Pasul Lakuna, she becomes a Chalala, because she was created through an Isser Kahuna. So, and he says that's an Isser that's just to Kahuna. Memela Goy Habal Bas Yisrael, which is an Isser that's Shava Bikol. It's not just for Kahuna, it's general Isser. So Memela Kal V'Chomer, that this Vlad is Pogum and cannot marry, this girl can't marry a Kohen. That's what Yeshua ben Levi says. In the Gemara, we don't see a cholik. He says it, and the Rosh says that's halacha lamaisa, that a Kohen cannot marry a girl if her father's a guy. Fine. But the problem is, it's just not true. Because what's our Kal V'Chomer? We're saying a Grusha of the Kohen, Kal V'Chomer, a guy to Bas Yisrael. So first of all, Goy to Bas Yisrael, we already said, we're not so clear what the Isser is in the first place. You're calling it, the Gemara here calls it an Isser HaShava L'Kol. This is something that's Shava L'Kol. What do you mean it's Shava B'Kol? Who says it's Asr in the first place? Okay, so we have to wait on that question. But that's interesting. But also, it's not true that every Isser that's Shava B'Kol, not every Isser produces a girl who's Beguma. This is only brought in Halacha about a Goy Bas Yisrael. If a Jewish woman should marry a ger who is a Mitzri. You're not allowed to marry a ger who's a Mitzri, or a Domi, or a Moavi. The people who the Torah says can't come B'Kal Hashem. So it's Aser. It's Aser for a Jewish woman to marry, a kosher woman to marry him. And yes, Beferish in the Gemara, this is in Gemara in Ha'aral, it's Beferish that it's kosher l'kahuna. Isurei Kahuna is basically just if it came, Halala comes from an Isser in Kahuna. It's not true that any Isser creates a Pagam to Kahuna. So where's this coming from? What's it doing? So the Rambam Taka says that we don't hold like this Halacha. It's not true. Obviously, we don't hold like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, but it's not Pasha. Rav Yeshua ben Levi is saying something and it doesn't, the Gemara. No one's been cholik on it. So the Bach, just explaining the Rush, he says, no, it's Taka Aser. And the Kal V'Chomer, it's not Stam a Kal V'Chomer. We understand that Isser Kahuna is different and a Halala comes from Isser Kahuna. But what the Gemara is saying is that a guy who has no Tzfisa on the Bas Yisrael, so it was Pasha to the Gemara Kal V'Chomer, it should be Aser Le Kahuna. Meaning this union is Pasha the Gemara from the fact that a guy is so, there's no yichus to the father. That makes it Pasha that the kid is Pagum L'Kahuna. So that's spoken out so well. What's the lumdus? I would just suggest the lumdus is that we know there's something called a halala. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, so the Kohen did something against Kedusha's Kahuna, and the male of the kid has a Pagam in them. That the kid's a halala and she can't marry a Kohen. If the father's a guy, so forgetting Yisur, but the father's a guy, it's Mamisha, there is no father. The Yichus, could it be a worse Yichus than that there's no father? And that creates a Pagam, Rav Shmuel Levi, that creates a Pagam that's going to pass the Lekahuna. The fact is, no Kedusha there. Right? Some things are Aser, but this is like a lack of Kedusha. Kohen marrying a Grusha's lack of Kedusha's Kuna. But here's the biggest lack of Kedusha. We'll talk about if it's Aser. But it's the biggest lack, could there be a bigger lack of Kedusha than a woman being with a man who's so far removed that there's no Yichas. This Vlad, it has tremendous Pagam. It's so pugnant. So that's it. Halacha l'maisa, it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokas. Halacha is the chatchila, they shouldn't get married. If they got married, if a Kohen marries a Paguma, they could stay married. But it's machlokas, and that's the lungs. Something about Goyim that's clearly very bad. So I just want to talk for a minute, just like it leaves you with a very basic question here that I think. Everyone, if they ever heard this discussion, they've been bothered. Like, what's it? A Jew and a guy, how could it not be Aser? What do you mean it's not Aser? It can't be not Aser. I'll tell you, I think it can't be not Aser. It has to be Aser. Why? First of all, Rav Yochanan says the kid's a mamzer. What does it mean? A mamzer is something that the Torah says a mamzer should not come into the Kal Hashem. A mamzer is a bad thing. It can't be mutter to make mamzerim. You can't tell me that. It just can't be. A mamzer lo yovel b'kal Hashem, and it's fine to marry for a woman to marry a guy. It can't be. I think it can't be. Rav Shua ben Levi, he says that this is for sure worse than a grusha to a kohen, a guy to bas yisrael shava b'kol. It sounds very clear. There's something that's really bad about this. Is shava b'kol. It's not just kahuna. It's all of klal yisrael. Right? We all know the din that with a Jewish man to a goyish woman, if it's for hesia, maybe there's no issur, but it's kanam pogim bo. You kill him on the spot. More chamer in a way than other isurim. You don't need a bezin, you don't need hasra, nothing. You just run over with your spear and you kill the guy.
I have a question on Kalchom.
Yeah.
So we're saying that because the case of Grusha Tokai is not Shavuko, but that we know that's something usher. So therefore, in a case where you have this Baal Basisur, that's Shavuko, so Kosh case should be usher.
Right.
But we're having those. How do we even know that's usher in the first place? How do we even make
that? Okay, that's the question. That's part of this question. That's exactly this question. The Gemara's not spelling out, but what is the Isser? You know, pray tell, what is the Isser? Another Gemara that you might have seen this year in the Sugya of Ishtri, it says by Eishes Yifas Toar, in Kedushin Daf Chafalef, it says, Eishes Yifas Toar, so the question is can't she marry a Kohen? A Kohen can't marry a Gioris. What about an Eishes Yifas Toar? So the Gemara says, hold Ishtri, that we were matter the Isser of a Gaya, right? He can have beer with this woman even though she's a Gaya. Therefore, Ishtri too were matter the some of the Torah was also, the Gemara is sad, the Torah was even matter the Isser of the Eishes Yifas Toar to the Kohen. Hold Ishtri. So what do you mean, hold Ishtri? Why can't a Jewish man marry a Gaya? Right? it's Rabbanon. It must be Rabbanon. It's not Los Eschatim. So you just thought, what has to be? You have to say. Okay, I don't have a huge amount of makar, but I think this has to be. That there's no Isser in the lav. But you do find, right, one of the first mitzvahs in the Torah, what we mentioned, first mitzvah given to Adam and Chava is V'davik v'ishto v'hayil basar echad. An essay. V'davik v'ishto v'hayil basar echad. State in a medrash, it's Psikta Zutrasi. I haven't seen it much, but it's a real chazal. And Bereshis, it says V'davik v'ishto, it says V'lo barusaso. That even if it's an arusa, she's not. Right, even if you had a kedushin ready, but you didn't mamash have nesuin, kedas v'kedinas nafet davik v'ishto. You're being over on this davik. So that's extreme because lachar we always assume that at least Isser arus is just rabban, but by a guy, that's the biggest lack of a davik v'ishto v'hayu l'basar echa. There's mamash no yichus to the av. There's nothing. There's no shaychus here on any level to ishus. No, that's the first mitzvah, v'davik v'ishta. So efshu you could say is that of course there's something wrong here. There's no this is a bia that's mufka, and in a way it's worse than anything else. It's kind of pogimbo. It's not a issa. Why? Because it's not a lav. It's not that a lav. You know, legabi ocean. I mean, learning yivamis, right? Everyone knows the Ramban and Yisro. That essay do chalosa say in a chinami essay. Well, what's essay? It doesn't get malchus, but essay. The whole Torah is essay. Essay is the most chash of things. You know, imagine there's someone who keeps the whole Torah. He's a brisker, mamish, everything chumras. Just he doesn't believe in God. Okay, what do you think? Okay, amuna is an essay. He doesn't keep essays. You know, maybe yiras Hashem, avos Hashem. He doesn't keep either, but everything else he keeps. Right? Right. Could there be something worse? Oh. So I was thinking, actually you could say like this, in a chinami, a guy in the Bas Yisrael, it's mamish mufka, and there's no losa say on it, there's no ishus bechlal. But it's bechlal, there's something so basic here that's being left out, and there's an essay here. So vada is aser, it will create mamzerim. If it doesn't create mamzerim, it'll create pegumim. And a vada, the Torah, when the Torah is matter, it's a huge chiddush, because of course this is wrong, and you could kill the guy. Right? It just happens to be, there's no lav. There's something about this that's, you know, I don't know, it's like, it's something, right? It's something, yeah.
How could one say that there's an asay being violated over here, b'davak b'ishto? B'davak b'ishto is not an asay. That was given before our Sinai first starts. It's not a mitzvah.
Oh, so anything that, b'davak b'ishto is not a mitzvah? Why is it not a mitzvah? I mean, anything that was said before Matan Torah and wasn't repeated, we assume it's said to Yisrael.
I'm saying, is v'davak b'ishto actually not saying, is not just advice? I'm saying, how do we know that it's not saying?
No, Chazal, definitely Chazal darshan v'davak b'ishto v'lo b'ishto chaveiro. They do say that. That's
not an
essay.
That's just, that's a drush. It's not an essay. So how do we know what is not saying, what's not an essay? What would the formulation have to be for
it
to be
I'm assuming it's, what is it? A salosa say? How would it be a
salosa say? No, advice. Why can't it be advice? I'm saying, why do I do this?
Oh, so the Gemara definitely sue. I mean, that's one of the Koros, the Gemara Darshans from there, that Ben Noach, Isra Reis of Bnei Noach.
What does that have to do with that? So that's Bnei Noach.
So that's Bnei Noach, right. So something so a riot, you have to say, it goes, anything that's nishness before a sin is not repeated. So what was repeated, so we say it goes to Bnei Noach. So Arayis is repeated, or sin is repeated to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, we say there's an Isser of Arayis even to Gayim, since it was there before. So therefore, it's still there. But it could be this din of Adal Pe'ishto, this extra din. This is a basic din that's given, and it's a, and it's still to Yisrael. You have to have, yeah.
Right.
The problem is, if you say that, you're still just saying Drabbanan. I mean, you're saying Drabbanan, and that's a pella. If you're saying you're allowed to get married, how can you say the kid's a mamzer? I'm allowed to do that? The Torah says I could do that? What do you mean, Matzen? I don't know. If you want to say, if that makes you happier, I'm okay with it. But what would make this a real deraisa din? I mean, the Gemara is calling it, Shub and Levi is calling it Shava Bekol. Sounds to me, this isn't just. He was talking about Ratzon HaTorah, you know, talk about, I don't know, lighting Shabbos candles. So it's Ratzon HaTorah, it's different things. I don't feel that's enough. It's mutter, okay, we'll frown on it, it's not Kedoshim to you, I understand that. You eat and you really eat more than you need, and it's not healthy, okay. Being overwhelmed, Ratzon HaTorah, it's a bad thing. But it sounds like a guy, it's something a lot more than that. That's the thought. Okay, you can think about it. You can think about it, yeah.
Rabbi said that, meaning because it could be that when the Bat Yisrael has B.O. with the non-Jew, that it could produce a mamzer or pagam, but halakha l'maaseh, we don't pass him like that. So, clearly...
We don't pass him like that, but it's unlikely that was the machlokas. It does not sound like that's the machlokas. It sounds like the basic yisod that it could produce a mamzer we were okay with. It just, it doesn't. It wasn't like, that wasn't Rav's objection to Rav Yochanan. And Peguma, we do paskin, at least, meaning, it doesn't seem, it could be there was a machlokas here about it, but we don't see this a machlokas, and I'm saying, Rav Shub ben Levi, what are you talking about? It's not Shavu Bekol. Rav Yochanan, what are you talking about? It's mutter, of course it doesn't make a mamzer. The Gemara doesn't say that, so it doesn't sound like,
to Peguma, we do paskin, like,
we do paskin, lechatchila. They shouldn't get me. Okay, so I really want to talk, yeah.
But also, even with the pagan, right, like, there are many Jews who, like, the kids are full-fledged Jew, but it's a pagan, right? So, just suggesting that it's a pagan doesn't necessarily mean that it's a, not, like, it creates an isser, right?
Pagan. Gam meaning Pagam and Asur min HaTorah. No, Asur, the Gemara assumes Asur min HaTorah
to a Kohen.
But that doesn't mean like a Pagam, like a Ben Nida, there's some Pagam there in Ruchnius. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying it's a Pagam that Asur min HaTorah to a Kohen.
But that, so that Pagam is
going to
make that relationship now Asur? Like, We're working backwards.
But that's what Rishu Ben Levi says. It says the kid must be pogum because of Kal v'chomer. That this is shava l'kol. The Isser of Goy is shava l'kol, and therefore, if Kohen to a grusha produces a chalala, so therefore a Goy and a Bas Yisrael produce a poguma. Sounds like there's something really. It's not just. Not a nice thing to do. It's not, you know, it's not a nice thing to do. A lot of people would do it. Right? It's clear and tired. It's a very bad thing.
It's from the Kal v'chomer, it sounds like.
What?
From the Kal v'chomer, it sounds like that Isser would have to be on the same level or even worse than.
Right. So it sounds, I want to say it's something terrible.
Right.
It's definitely something terrible. The Gemara in Sanhedrin even darshan is a pasuk. Pasuk and Nach, saying like terrible things about a person who's with a guy, but how could it be there's no Isser? So my only thought is to say there's something here that en chinam, it's extremely basic and it's extremely wrong thing to do, but it just doesn't have a laugh. And so maybe you could say it's an essay. You know, something, but yeah.
Isser Darabanan can't cause a pagam, and Isser Darabanan makol.
Right, but l'chay Isser Rabbanan is Rabbanan. What if it was without the Rabbanan?
Yeah, but Isser Rabbanan is Shavah L'Kol. Therefore, it should be...
And therefore, Kal v'chomer makes it Isser D'Raisa to a Kohen? Hard to imagine. I don't know. Okay, you can think about it. It's a hard onion. I don't know. Okay, but intermarriage is not a good idea. That I could say. I want to talk a little bit about Geirus just to get started because there's too much. The very last week I didn't want to give, just in case, I don't know what happens. It's always. So let's just start with Geirus. It's such a big sugya. Basic of Geirus, Gemara tells us, it's learned from Har Sinai. We just said Shavuos. So it's learned from Har Sinai, and the halach is, in our Gemara, like Rabbi Yossi, that you need Mila and Tvila. At least a male. Being Megayer needs Mila and Tefillah, which we find by Har Sinai, that they went to the mikvah, and before in Mitzrayim already they did Mila. The Gemara Krisa says also they need a carbon, because it learns from the carbon Ola. There's a carbon Ola at Har Sinai. Right? It's not Ma'akev. The Gemara Darshan says in Krisa, even though you need a carbon Ola, but if you don't bring the carbon Ola, it's still a good Geir. So that's Baruch Hashem, because still have Geir in Bisman Hazeh. Three things. So just point out one thing, this is Shavuos Torah, but we just had Shavuos. Just something that's so poshut. This is going through my head on Shavuos. It's Chiddush, no? Isn't that a Chiddush, the Shavuos that we're Geirim? We don't think of ourselves as Geirim. We're Megayer Har Sinai. How did Chazal know that? How do they see it that way? I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought Avram Avinu got mitzvos, Adam Rishon got mitzvos. In Mitzrayim they got mitzvos, in Mara they got mitzvos, Hashem gives mitzvos. At Har Sinai they got more mitzvos. Like why was, and if you keep mitzvos, of course you're Jewish. Why? Because you are Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, you're part of the Shvatim, you got all these mitzvos, and therefore you're Jewish. Right? I would have thought that's what it was. You see in Chazal, it's not the case. But rather, Har Sinai and Shavuos was the Geirus of Klal Yisrael. It's just an interesting thing. You know, I was just interested, you know, just to say a word about that, you know, in Chazal, that sense of what happened on Shavuos. I just thought it was interesting in Maaseh Bereishis. Everything in Torah gets back to Maaseh Bereishis, you should know. On the sixth day of creation, Hashem made an Adam, Nasa Adam Salmenu, and then it says Yom HaShishi, it says with a hey, Yom HaShishi. Why is it that, hey there, Yom HaShishi? So Chazal say, because Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of creation, was not created until Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of Sivan, when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. That was the Gemar of Nasa Adam. Shteit in the Zohar, that was Gemar of Nasa Adam, and that's what Klal Yisrael said. On Vav Sivan, they said Nasa. Kol shadibur shem nasa. What's the nasa? Nasa adam v'salmeinu. Nasa adam. State in Zohar. What's nasa? So the Zohar says nasa adam. It says mikan. There's a mitzvah to make gerim because it says nasa adam. From nasa adam, we learn there's a mitzvah to make gerim. Why? Because when you make a gerim, you're making a person. A ger shetavol kekatan shenola dami. He's a new person. You're creating people when you're Megayer. It's a huge, huge mitzvah. Nasa Adam is creating game. The Mela, the Nasa Adam of Klal Yisrael, when we became Klal Yisrael, that is a new creation. Vav Sivan is a new, it's a new Bria Olam, right? Chazal talk about the Seres HaDibros, or Kenegad Sera Ma'amaros. It's a new creation. We became something new. We're new Bria. And what did it take to have that new Bria? Whatever it took to be able to accomplish that new Bria is something that every ger needs. Also, these three things. Mila, Tvila, Karban. So, I want to speak today, we don't have so much time, but just to talk a little bit about Kabbalah's mitzvos. Because Kabbalah's mitzvos, mentioned in the Gemara, but not so exactly what halachically it is. Right, we know you need Geirus, and you need Tvila, and you need Karban, Karban is the Chatchila, but it doesn't say, what about Kabbalah's mitzvah? So Lachar Kabbalah's mitzvahs too, right? It doesn't say that. Maybe it should have, right? That's even more basic. At Har Sinai, not only do they do these things, they were also Makabal Torah. And therefore, Ger, of course, has to have Kabbalah's Torah. Interesting. Just the way the Rambam brings it. This is in Isuri Bia Perek Yud Gimel. He says, Kishe Yirtze Hagoy Likanes Lebris. When a guy wants to come to the bris, ulistofev tachas kanfei ha-shechina, there's a whole flowery lashon here, he wants to come under the wings of the shechina, v'kabel all of old Torah, and he wants to accept all of Torah, tzarech mila utvila artzos karban. He needs these three things. Meaning, of course, he needs these three things, but something's coming before these three things. You can't just do those three things. It's all coming as something before those three things. A friend of mine, just say of shame, Omro, his name's Tal Ben Shachar. Friends of mine was some Ora to me. This is back when I first learned these sugyas with Rabbi Willig and Moshe Kolal, approximately many, many years ago. Maybe your parents were around.
X amount of years ago.
So he just pointed out that Rambam's Lashon is such a beautiful Lashon. He's telling you what these three things are in order. He says, first, Kishe Yirtzah Gai Likanis Lebris. He wants to come into the Bris. So what do you need for that? The first thing, Bris Mila. And then he says, you want to be under the Kanfei Ashchina. You want to be close to the Shchina, you need Tvila, you have to be Tar. To come to Machna Shchina, you have to be Matar first. And the last thing is to bring a Karban Ola. So his last thing is when you want to be Makabal, the Ola of Torah, so that's the Ola, the Karban Ola of being Mevatel yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Yisol, before everything, the whole process of Geirus is he has to want to be Makabal Torah. It's mentioned in the Gemara. It doesn't mention it's Ma'akib, what's not Ma'akib, but it says you tell him Mitzvahs Kalas V'Chamuros, and you tell him all about being a Yid, and if he says, he has to say, yes, I want to accept, and v'chule. So, he needs a couple of mitzvahs. Is it ma'akev? So pashas, it is ma'akev. But it's a big fight, you know, in geirus. What exactly is ma'akev? What does a person, can you make a ger if he's not mamish, fully, if he's not yeshivish, let's say. If he's not every... Right, Rav Moshe was asked the question, your Dechel Gimel Kufav. What about a woman who's Megayer and she wants to be from, but she doesn't want to be so from, and she doesn't dress from the beginning. From the day she was Megayer, she doesn't dress like a Bas Yisrael. Let's say she doesn't cover her hair, or she doesn't cover her elbows, or whatever it is. She wears pants, but she's good. She wants to keep mitzvahs. I don't know, keeping pants. Whatever, she's not keeping tznius the way she should. Is she a ger? Maybe she's not a ger. Okay, we love you very much, even if you don't keep every last in a Shulchan Aruch, but you can't become a ger. You have to be makabel, part of being a ger, you have to be makabel all the mitzvahs. Also, essentially, the Gemara says in Bechor Staf Lamin, Ovid Kochavim Shebal Lekabel Divrei Torah. Chutz mi davar echad, ein mekablan also. Even if it's chutz mi one thing, I'm mekabel. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, afilu diktuk echad mi divrei sofrim. That's brought on the Rabbam. He has to mekabel everything. The Torah's Kohanim in Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim, it says it's from a pasuk. It quotes this braisa, this Tosefta, and it says, how do we know this? He says, we know because the pasuk is Torah achas yilachem keger ke'ezrach. It's keger ke'ezrach. Just like the Ezrach, meaning the natural Jew, the non-ger Jew, was mekabel the whole Torah. He said, Nasev Nishma is mekabel everything. So to a ger, to be a ger, you have to mekabel the whole Torah. You can't leave anything out. Oh, so let's say any ger who's not only not anything, they're not makabel. They're one part of this they don't like. They're not a ger, right? Okay, yeah.
When you say Rabbi says to accept every mitzvah, does that mean, can you potentially argue that they accept every mitzvah, but not necessarily going to do every mitzvah because they accept it, but meaning they just say it's practically hard. Meaning we could argue the same thing about us. Meaning when we are doing Kabbalah Shmona Mitzvahs,
right, 100%.
We accept it, but we don't necessarily always say it. Is there a difference in that regard?
Maybe you could say. I'm just saying. Maybe you could argue. Okay, they have to at least say I'll try. I'll try not to talk Lashon Hara. Okay, I'll try. I know I'm not going to be perfect, but I'll try. Will you try to dress tznius? No. This is how I dress. This is the way my rabbi dressed. Not my rabbi. My rabbi.
Could be.
Okay, so let's just say. Okay, so I'll just say.
What if at first did they really... That's the word, and even do the most they can, and we'll say for now, most they can is good enough.
Right.
Then
right.
What if they just stop at their current point in time?
If they stop after time, then for sure it's okay. We're just saying, at the get-go, maybe they have to say, I'm Jew, and I'm going to try to accept, do everything. I'm going to try to keep mitzvos in
this. So why not just for 1 week or 1 day, just like, work very hard, go crazy, do everything.
Okay, but let's say she doesn't. Let's say she doesn't. Okay, so there's a lot of reasons, some from Rav Moshe, but there's a lot of Gemaras that sound very different than this. Sound like it could be much more Mako and Gavis. The most famous are the stories of Hillel and Shabbos Lamed Aleph. The stories that you almost like, the stira is so huge. Right? Someone came to Hillel. Well, first they went to Shammai, right? I don't tell the whole story, you know. But they came to Hillel, and he said, I want to be a ger, be megayer me, I'm a nas, and I'm only going to keep Torah Shebechsav. Right, so Shammai heard this, threw him out. Right, you come to us, we throw him out. What's the question? It says Hillel was megayer him. He was megayer him, and afterwards he taught him more, and he convinced this guy to start keeping Torah Shebechsav. But he was megayer him. It's a pella. Another person came to Hillel and said, be megayer me, I'm a nas, that I'll be Kohen Gadol. When Gadol, you're not a Kohen. You're not Jewish, you're a ger. Hillel was Megayer him. He sat and learned with him, and Baruch Hashem, he got across that he's not becoming Kohen Gadol. But it's a Pella. It's a Pella, Pella, Pella.
It wasn't a tonight couple. It didn't work. The tonight wasn't
Okay. Okay. I don't know, right, so the tonight part of it, yeah, maybe that makes it even harder, but okay. That's... a palace. So there's a lot of kashas like this, but let's just be, we don't have so much time, so let's just suffice ourselves with this kasha. It's a big enough kasha to, it's a big kasha. So I'll tell you what Rashi says. Rashi writes, he says, Gai Re Hillel, v'samach al chamaso shesofo shiagileno l'kabalov, he was samach as chachman, the end he's going to be makabal. Okay. So that's nice, but it pashtus the geirus was at the beginning. Rashi continues, says, the lo dam yahal the chutz mitavar echad. This is not b'chlal chutz mitavar echad. Why? Shaloha ya kofer b'torah shabal peh. He wasn't kofer in Torah shabal peh. Ella, shaloha ya mamin shahimi piha gvura. He didn't believe that it was mi piha gvura. Didn't believe it was Mipi HaGvura. So I can read it again. I don't know if it'll help. He says, "Lo dam yahal lechutz mitaver echad shaloha yakover b'torah shmal peh ela shaloha yamam shehi b'piagvura." He wasn't a kofer b'torah shmal peh. He just didn't believe it was b'piagvura. So as you read this, you have to like just scratch your head. That's what kofer b'torah shmal peh means. It means it wasn't said from a kadosh baruch hu. Like, what else does it mean? And therefore, you're not keeping it because it's not valid. What does it mean? What is Rashi after? So let's tell you what I thought. Maybe Rashi means to say. It means to say like this. What's Kabbal Satira? Kabbal Satira, Shavuot, we say Nasav and Nishma. Whatever Hashem wants, you're the Bairei, and I'm battle to your Ratzon. Whatever you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll do it. That's Kabbal Satira. If you say that, you're Makabal Taira. Now, do you know the whole Taira? For sure not. Every Ger doesn't know the whole Taira. Lots of it doesn't know. The Gemara even talks about a Ger who's Megayer Ben Hanachrem. He's Megayer with the Bezin, but he doesn't learn anything. And he's Shoygeg on everything because he didn't learn anything. He knows nothing. You don't have to know anything, but that if I knew Hashem said this, if this is Ratzon Hashem, so Klal Yisrael, they had a very easy job, right? Because they said Nasav Nishma, and then they heard Aseres HaDibros, and Aseres HaDibros was included the whole Torah, and they heard it all. And then they had Moshe Rabbeinu teaching them. But if you don't have that, so how does the guy know? He's a guy, he wants to do Ratzon Hashem, he believes in the Chumash, he believes this is all true, and I want to listen to Hashem, but, you know, I didn't grow up Jewish, I don't know who your rabbis are, I don't know that you got it right. Right? So, I'm really saying Nasav Hashem, I'm saying Nasav Nishma, but I don't believe it's Vipi Agvura, but I'm not being kofer, and that's not because I'm a kofer. And a kofer would mean if, like, I'm anti, I know about it and I throw it out. I really don't know. I'm not, if I was convinced that the Rabbanim know what they're talking about, of course I will accept it. And I'm not saying that for sure they don't, I just don't know. So the Melo, you could say like that Chutz Midavar Echad is not a gap, but when's it Chutz Midavar Echad? It has to be that the person is not saying Nasav Nishma. They're saying, I don't accept mitzvahs. I know there's a mitzvah, and I don't accept it. I refuse this. So that would be extreme. But if the person is not saying that, they're saying, I'm accepting Torah, and this is Torah according to my understanding, what I think. You might be misguided. You shouldn't be Megayer them. Right, you shouldn't be Megayah, they're not going to keep mitzvahs properly. And that's what Hillel said. Rashi says, Hillel knew that in the end this person is going to come around. So says Rav Moshe, L'chatchila, you shouldn't accept them until they're a ger, unless they're going to take everything. But Bidi Eved, they were Megayah them. Mistama, this woman, she doesn't really think that she hasn't accepted Torah. If she knew in the Torah state, you should cover your elbows, you should dress like a Bas Yisrael with mitzvah skirt to this length. I'm just joking. Right? But if she found that was written in the Torah, she would. But she thinks, okay, this is yeshivish, right? Right? It's hard to tell exactly what's yeshivish and what's us in the first place, right? So she really doesn't know. So Mamre Law, Lagabe those things, even if there's something that we're really convinced is not just yeshivish, this is actually a din Torah, Mamela, she would be a Gioris. Okay. So we'll stop here, and hopefully next week we'll finish Gioris.